not that he's obviously got some information, and they're, what they're doing, we've got to figure out a way to deal with this. I think this, they're using the stuff they're getting in these field depositions.
I don't know that you can do anything about the deposition thing. That's the point that was the theory we've had all along. You know, say, well, Brian and Lee was kind of over this. Not doing one thing. I can't.
See, there's no problem that what we were afraid of was they're taking depositions from our people. That's working fine. The problem is the depositions from the people. where he's getting. Well, maybe he's got a, maybe one of the guys that was caught has been bought off by him or something. Possible, I suppose. Sure, it's possible. But we're supposed to have indictments pretty soon. When we have indictments, then you got to
possible.
I think next week they show. With most presidents, with certainly Johnson and Truman, nobody made any bones about the fact that they drank a hell of a lot most of the time.
Eisenhower didn't.
Nobody ever talked about you drinking.
Or Eisenhower didn't, Kennedy. Both are. But Johnson and Truman were drunks. You know what I mean? They were shit. They were real.
Well, no bones were made about it. I mean, they talked about having the cronies in for the bourbon and ranch water and the bridge games. Poker game. Johnson just sitting around the office calling a few of them.
With the press.
But that,
you know, one of the best things we might do is not to drink with
them. That's right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Never had a drink with an asshole.
Yes, indeed.
You can see what they do with it. See what an asshole like Osborne might do with it.
Yeah.
Right, you can get drunk. A little tipsy, you know. Whenever you slip a word, he was tipsy.
And only time you've ever done it at all, and you got away with it, but you couldn't very often, was that one New Year's Eve over at DOV. Remember when you had that, what was left of the pool over?
Yeah, we weren't drinking that night. I made drinks for them.
That day, yeah. Mixed the martini one for them.
They
didn't have a little thing about that, but that didn't. It didn't hurt that. In fact, it was a pretty good story. It was a concrete story.
Coming back to this thing, I'm probably his problem. I mean, I don't know what you can do, so just let her go. Get the indictments. It's one of those things. I'm not that worried about it myself.
I don't think we should be. I really don't. Get
everybody is just different.
It's scary to each of these guys that they have to go out for depositions. That's.
Also, they worry here because they see it in the press all the time, and the television picks up. Oh, this is the first time Paul Reagan's had it at high level for a while. And the new charges.
Yeah. At the hotel, President thinks about today, it's bad, unfortunately. Is it up 0.6? The unadjusted was only 0.2, but the agriculture prices went up because of a good part because of the grain. They usually go down in August and start to go up. So that screws up the seasonal adjustment.
Make a difference. Forget it.
And it's, we moved on the meat prices yesterday. Ron started to send his cable to the retail chain and hit them hard. And we're going to hit on bread prices, I think, today, on a refusal. They asked for an extension of the price increase of the bakery producers.
Yeah.
And we're not granting, price increase is not granting. And that'll be hit today. Schultz's watch he got as a result of the August 15th thing. He asked to send watches to the principals at the August 15th Camp David.
Good.
He wanted the 40 poker sent to everybody, and the watches to the 14 principals. And that's what he got. I couldn't figure out how much
I remember
got one.
I remember it when Conley got one too.
Conley, Schultz, Burns,
Stein.
Stein got it. And then the rest of the people over there got the 4-leaf clovers. That's the only way to realize is I got a 4-leaf clover with a note from you thanking me for participating in this historic weekend.
Yeah.
And
good.
That then I realized I couldn't figure out how the hell Schultz has gotten the watch because we didn't send him the cat. And should, on the CIEP, we were going to have a meeting, you know, that you were going back to that. You had told Flanagan before the convention, you'd have a meeting with Pushing went up with the executive committee, not announced. Now the point is, if we're going to meet with them, you might as well get credit for it and announce it. If you meet just with the executive know, leaving a couple people out, there is no executive committee
on that phone.
And there's another problem of whether you are concerned about doing that while Henry's gone. I mean, whether you feel it's essential that Henry sit in such a meeting. I don't see why it would be at all.
But I'm not saying we're going to be anything. I'm going to abolish it after this election. You know,
yeah.
That's why we can't under his feelings.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing to do is let them have a meeting. They've got an agenda. They've got stuff to cover. It's of some use. And they're putting together the list and stuff. Let Hank sit in for Henry and not worry about it.
We won't decide anything. I mean, they just have to guess, so you know, they do, they work around everything.
The Jimmy Hoffa thing is a, I guess, something of a flap in
the way it was handled, you mean?
Well, yeah, it's another Kissinger thing where
did he get in it?
Oh, yeah.
How did he screw it?
Well, see, he was meeting with given
up over our objections.
Over our objections and actually against direct instructions. But he thought he was winning the Teamsters for us. Every time he damn near lost him.
Sure. Christ given us against us.
And so this Jewish lawyer Taub of Hoffa's has been playing off his meetings with Kissinger. He played off against Plainings to get the parole board to lift his parole restrictions. Then he played that off against Rogers to get an expedited passport. And it all came together yesterday. And said he was going to Vietnam, and Rogers moved in and canceled the passport on technical grounds. And so it's just a typical, it's a meaningless stir about why are we doing something for Hoffa.
And so when they flag.
And Hoffa now is threatening to call the press conference and blast us this morning. I think that's fine, but I let him do it. But if we don't have any choice anyway.
Look, I'm not concerned. I'm not sure about it. The point about it is that I knew that somebody had screwed up here. But it's just one of those things, and it sounds exactly like Henry Gold, because you know, fired around and stabbed people. You can't touch people with that stuff.
The problem is he wouldn't tell Ron what he had done, so Ron had to handle it in the dark. Now it's opened up now, so Henry may come rattling and distressed about it. And,
well, distressed about what we did, what he did, for Christ's sake.
That's the point. It's a tempest in a teapot.
But the main thing is Hoffa's not going. Right?
Yeah.
And he must not go.
He's not going.
We can't be in a position of just having Salinger let Hoffa go.
They'll pull the plug on the passport.
Got it.
Chuck worked that out. Bill.
Fitzsimmons didn't want him to go, did he?
Well, I'm sure not. You know, that's been our problem all along is Fitzsimmons going up the wall every time Henry met with Gibbons. Fitzsimmons was afraid he was losing his own. On that Gene McCarthy thing, we've already submitted Tom Curtis as the guy to head the PBL as part of our takeover maneuver. Well, we do have Nick Johnson does expire in next June on the SBC, and we can commit that seat to McCarthy in June, which seems to me to be a better way to go out McCarthy than get an immediate appointment anyway.
Right.
I don't understand. Connie, it seemed to me, was a little naive in expecting we'd appoint him to something right now in return for an endorsement now.
All right.
Now, we could accelerate that, because Dean Birch is, I think, going to resign from the commission.
Yeah, but he's a Republican.
Yeah, we have to put a Democrat on to replace him, which you don't want to do.
No. We can.
I think we can.
No.
Well, we give them a Democratic majority, which we're permitted to do. But it has to be 4-3 or 3-4.
Anyway, commit to the Johnson seat in June.
I think that's the answer.
Yeah, that's we roll the card in. If we don't get them, it's too bad.
But it's helped.
We're all Connelly. All Connelly.
Okay. Okay.
We found the Johnson will be resigning. Get accelerated. You get it sooner, but that's what it looks like now.
We'll try to accelerate it.
We'll try to accelerate it. Right.
But we can commit to a firm appointment only later than June.
See, that way we can do it if Birch resigned. We might put McCarthy on in that place. And put a Republican in Birch's place.
That's right. That's right. We could do that.
Figure one of the others would be in the
seat. But the other thing is we have to have a seat. We've got a guy on. By the name of, no, Republican, by the name of Wiley. selling to. But he's the guy we plan to make chairman when Kirk steps out. I don't think we should do that. He's a young guy. He's a super mixer.
Right, I understand. Good. No, no, we need to get a touch on him.
He's the guy we want in there to run the thing.
I understand. On this thing, it's, well, we got to have a Democrat in there anyway. If we could put a one that just give us enough control over this commission to understand a little why people in McCarthy. Okay. Never counts the Johnson voting.
That's the point. If he replaces Johnson, you aren't losing anything. Cause
you can't.
He can't be any worse than Johnson.
Nobody can be worse.
There is no one. That's right.
That's good. Let's do that. Well, that, who was the one that saved him? Rogers, getting him. I couldn't show you.
Well, Chuck, working behind the scenes, got Rogers to make the save.
Good.
But Rogers was conned, as was Finance. This guy talked just as one of these super Washington manipulators, you know, who went to... The way he finally got the passport is kind of an interesting story. He walks in with Hoffman yesterday morning at the passport office and gets some little girl clerk. She says, I can't do this. So he picks up the phone and says, get me the attorney general. And then says, Dick, we've got a problem here. They can't seem to clear this thing. And, you know, goes through that standard Washington lawyer type conversation. Finds what's on the other end. And the little girl got panic stricken and scanned the passport.
I had a thought that you would make quite a bit. Please follow up on this if you do, because I've been thinking of it for a long time. You've got Bob and Ann Williams and so forth. These are Washington lawyers, Washington lawyers who have not joined Democrats or Nixon. And there are a number that are stuck around this place. Henry's been saying he is these people. I mean, the Neville Planet is the worst of this, to say, without him, because he's so naive. He's a Washington lawyer on the airline thing. It's just an unbelievable left wing George Johnson on the bench, and Planet has been seeing, you know, doing favors for half of them years old. He's on the right side, but quite as doing this. I want to get a list. I don't know whether Harlow is objective enough to do this or not, but I want it done. I want a list, and we're getting a list of people that we put on their bio list.
Colson's office can do it better.
Colson's office. The Washington Democratic lobbyist types and lawyer types, so that we can cut them out forever. See, we really have sucked the ass with them, Bob, over these last, you remember, I mean,
yeah,
reading that, because we've been out, and we sort of needed some of them that way.
Yep. No more.
But there are ways that we can do it, and you take it. Look, this fall owns the Redskins, and he's been in line to do something that's with the state. He's always had a goddamn hand up. You just cut him off, hit pockets on everything. Early in the middle of the season, he's the son of a bitch. See my point? Or his agent, or his partner, or his wife. See what I mean? And let's build up some of our own lawyers. You know, that there was an art lawyer who should star. Clifford, for example. It's ridiculous that he still has to see an art spine and tell and so forth.
I've been thinking about this. This is
I'm very concerned about loss.
This is an assignment that is dangerous in a sense, but I think it's worth doing. That after the election,
yeah,
you got to do it in some very careful way, but boy, it would be worthwhile for the long haul. Just to give Colson the responsibility for building a Nixon-Washington establishment.
Exactly.
And for killing the opposition establishment in Washington. And he is the one guy who knows enough and is ruthless enough to do that, in my view. Chopper can't do it because Chopper doesn't know the tribe.
And Chopper's too, well, frankly, he's not some of them.
Well, he can be taken by some of them, too.
Yep. Jew. It's the Jew business.
That's right. Where Chuck can.
No.
Chuck is his toe, and it's a...
That's right.
It's a... He's the... Would be ideal.
We've got the killer instinct.
To take that kind of thing on, plus the killing the media thing, there's a bunch of things that Chuck can do after the election that
right.
He can't do now. That,
see, after the election.
And it would be good for him because he wants to stay in Washington. And it's a way he can build himself up for the rest of his life.
By one vote, we're going to do it. Right?
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And for example, like, the other thing is that.
But then you give Chuck access to the IRS stuff, you give him access to the FBI stuff, and you let him just go ruthlessly and just kill these people.
Then we have to get, and I
see the thing with Solomon Crusher.
Well, it was Solomon Gardner. We had three of them. Joe Kraft, I think, Texas supporters, why? Then, you've got others, that say the government's Texas government's election.
from Henry, a big name.
Henry is very clumsy for celebrities. No, I believe it could be a movie celebrity, it could be a Georgetown hostess, you know, or it could be a labor leader.
Yeah.
And Henry,
or an intellectual.
Huh?
Or an intellectual.
Really, it's you come in and so excited. Jesus, I got a call from Harvard today.
I mean, three professors have swung behind.
Or against Peter Waiters. First team or else.
You were involved well. You've got good coverage on your dock side of things. People remember that. That was the president in a presidential way. Not hot dogging it, not distorting it to his own purposes.
Not doing it before rabbis.
Right, a bunch of rabbis or, you know, angering at the Jews on it.
Thank God I didn't go down there.
Service.
Teddy
Kennedy show, sure. Which also made him mad. Because, well, yeah, because Javis and Ribbentrop were both there. And the Jews felt that it was a little inappropriate when you have two Jewish senators and a Catholic senator. Schein.
Kirchner. And called him Schein.
Oh, no, he didn't call him. No, I said, who raised that point?
Oh,
but Kennedy. Stein raised the point of the Jewish objection to the fact that Ribbentrop and Javis were just relegated to sitting there while Kennedy was the star.
Well, I'm sure going to be interested to see what Bill Brown was able to do. Kennedy would probably spare him. Only,
sure.
Said, I don't want you to stay away.
Sorry, sir. We're going to do it.
We have to do it. These are our orders. We have a responsibility. We cannot take the responsibility.
You'll have to have that man in your car. You'll have to sit outside your door, sir. I'm sorry.
Just do it like the way Duncan does us.
Sorry.
Just tell him to do that. He will.
If anybody will, then Brad will. I mean, because he'll get the point of it. A couple of these other guys, some of the guys we've got around here, would do it too. But they'd do it. They wouldn't be quite as